they're a tool moving forward for future projections. Again, Jonathan Alder came up, and I know from personal insight that the issue they had was that their financial forecast was wrong. It was dramatically wrong. So it goes back to your superintendent and treasurer have to know those numbers are right. So when you're making decisions based off good information. We spend a lot of time on the forecast and the 10-year plan. Keep in mind the 10-year financial forecast, the farther out you go, the more variables you have to consider. Okay? And we try to map those out with you as you look at them. Tonight you're going to be asked to look and make some, give us some indication as to what you like, what you don't like, what you would like to have us model for you, those kind of things in this forecast and this 10-year plan. That being said, I'm going to move on a little bit here. If you remember underneath the current plan, under the current 10-year financial plan, the board agreed to these goals. The plan would provide transparent financial planning to the community, because we do this all in open session, you know, as far as the 10-year plan, we've got impact that's working on it. Academics will be the focus of the district, not dollars. Now that happens when you get financial security going out. If you're worried about, you know, making payroll, you're not thinking about improving academics. We're not in that situation. We want to stay in that situation where academics are our focus. Provide a stable financial foundation. We have one right now. We want to push that beyond 5 years out to 10 years. That's been our goal all along. We want to enhance our ability to attract the best staff. How do you do that? One way is job security. If we can do the first three and provide a stable financial foundation, we can attract the best candidates for jobs in Madison Blank, which helped Mr. Hall in his role as superintendent. The process that we used and continue to use is to identify long-range financial issues, consider all options, new revenues, reduced spending, and program reviews. Bobby talked about some of our past reduced spending things that we did, the early retirement incentive program, the consolidation from all the elementaries into one site, that saved money. All those different things combined up here in a little bit, and you'll see how that's helped us buy additional years. You'll see what I mean in a moment. Program reviews, we're doing that right now internally as part of the Madison Plains improvement process. The district leadership team has been charged with the administrative initiative of looking in programs and establishing criteria for programs that are succeeding, programs that are failing, things like that. So that's being worked on right now. I'm sure Mr. Hall will talk about that more in a moment. We want to gain community input, develop the plan, then communicate the plan. Obviously, you can always do better in communication. We thought we did a pretty good job this year, and we'll continue to work on that. The details of the current plan we're in now, it's the last 10 years, started in 12, so that's 2021 was the expiration of that. We're going to try to make sure this is always a rolling 10 years. We don't want to just say, okay, now it's 9 years because you're shortening your window. Reduction in budget expenditures by $8.4 million. We've done quite a bit of that. We haven't reached that target yet, but we knew over 10 years that was our goal. So the insurance cap, as Bobby mentioned, that was another one of those things that helped us reduce the budget quite a bit. Passage of the PR replacement levy in 2013. We've used two attempts. We have one attempt left. That's one of the discussion points for tonight. We're not going to ask the board to decide what they want to do, but we want to get some ideas from you, what you want us to model for you for the next regular board meeting. Passage of the emergency operating levy in place of an expiring operating levy in 2014. We'll talk about that tonight as well. No decisions have to be made tonight, though. Also, the consideration of an emergency operating levy in 2016. This has changed a little bit. It's just of an operating levy, because there's a lot of different options out there. And we'll talk about those in a little bit as well. The current plan in 2013, it called for the passage of the PI levy. It's in red because we haven't done it yet. Our PI levy does expire this December. Once it goes away, $335,000 of expenses and revenue that we have on the books for the PI fund goes away starting in January. So if you want to continue to maintain our buildings and the facilities and the grounds, at the same level, the general fund will have to pick up that $335,000. Again, we'll talk more about that in a moment, too. Passage of the emergency operating levy. Again, the board will talk about what they want to see modeled this year. They want to see two levies on the ballot in November. We don't know. That's what we need to see tonight. That removal of the current operating levy. That sounds like it. Yeah. Come on in. It'll be a good stopping point if I get through the current. Yeah, we can. All we're doing now is going through the current levy or current plan. We can stop as soon as that's done. But that'll be a good stopping point. Removal of the current operating levy. That was if we passed a emergency operating levy next year instead. So these two are big question marks here that we need to talk about. In 2014, the 5.6 effective operating levy will go away December of 2014. That's approximately $1.3 million out of our budget that will go away if we don't do something, either renew it or put something else in its place. Summer of 2015, the current union negotiated agreement expires. So that's really important because that's one of the biggest pieces of expenditure we have on the books. 2016, we'll need to consider additional operating revenues. We'll look at the current forecast and 10-year plan, and I'll show you whether we need to do that in 16 now or not. That may change. In 2018, we're looking at the general fund balances in the black with no additional revenues. Sounds great. Again, to the novice looking at our five-year forecast, we're in the black all 5 years. Most school districts in the state of Ohio would think, wow, hallelujah, we've gone to heaven. Okay? Once you take a look at that 10-year, that I'm going to heaven, you're going off a cliff is what you find out. So you can wait till then, but it's too late to do anything about it. At that point, you're riffing staff or you're asking for 10 mils. And don't quote me on the 10 mils, but that's what your dramatic change you have to do. In 2022, which is our expiration of the new plan coming up, our target goal was $2 million. And I think it was either Sue or Bobby asked the question down at Mount Sterling, $2 million, why do you need $2 million as your target? And the reason being is our payroll, you know, if your payroll for a month is $700,000, for example, it's not hard math to figure out how many months you've got left to operate. Okay? So if you don't have a target of at least a few payrolls, then you're in trouble. So $2 million is our target because we want to be able to operate in the event that, you know, we're going to run out of money. The old forecast. This was done in May of 2012. This is what helped us develop the 10-year plan. This purple bar, this is our expenditures graphed over these years. So in 2013, you're $13.9 million in expenditures. By 2017, that would grow to $16.1 million. And by 2021, you're out here at $18 million per year. Okay? So you can see that's a pretty hefty trend. The blue is the revenues. The red is the renewals of the operating levy next year. So the combination you can see of these, the red and the blue, revenues don't change. We're making the assumption the state of Ohio is not going to increase the revenues, which they've already said for the next 2 years, Madison Plains gets nothing new. Okay? So that's 14 and 15. So from 16 through 21, I'm making the assumption in this forecast that we're not getting new money from the state. And we're not going to get additional money locally. That's the assumption being made here. Okay?
What about less money from the state?
I'll ask. If I can, I'm sorry, I should have said before I started, guys. I'll take all questions from the board immediately, from everybody else, as soon as I get done. Okay. The blue and red, again, that's your revenues. The black line, these are your ending balances. Okay. So in 13, we're sitting here at $6.2 million. Great. But you can see what happens. We go down here to $19.8 million. And again, this was in 2012. It's over a year ago. Okay. We've made changes. We've had some good things happen, and we made changes. The current forecast that you just approved, and this is fiscal year 13, $5.7 million is what we show as an ending balance for general fund. Okay? That will roll down here in 17 to $2.8 million as an ending balance. Starting in 18, you can see we continue on that path of going down. But again, we're at $10.4 million now in 2022. So graphically, May of 13 forecast going out 10 years. If you remember a moment ago in Oldwood, it was a 19.8. You see where we're at now? We deflated this trend line of the expenditures. That's the first thing we did. And again, that was capping insurance, getting a 1.25% base increase on the staff. Those type of things help deflate that trend line. That's what you want to see. So again, your general fund balances are improved. Our revenues improved. Now, why would the revenues improve? Because we know CAUV, we've talked about this too, CAUV is going to bring in roughly about $200,000 more a year based on those values changing and farmers paying more in taxes. And the county auditor did roll back, but we still get about a $200,000 increase off the 20 mills. Okay? So that's built in here. So those factors of budget reductions and revenues off the CAUV changes, that's helped our bottom line. So what did it do? Let's compare the two. This is the old one from 12, and you can see we have out here in 2017, we start looking to get into the red, okay? Under our new forecast, we basically bought 2 years, because out here in 19, we're pretty close to breaking even, okay? So just in the changes we've made so far on the expenditure side and the revenue changes from CAUV reductions, basically moved our line from 2017 to 2019 that we can operate. We bought basically 2 years. So when you hear me say from now on, we're trying to buy years through budget cuts and additional revenues, you try to move this trend line out this way. So right now, so it'll be at $19.8 million in the red out here in 2021. 2022, we're $10.4 million. That's a dramatic change. So the board, the community, that's a great piece for us to advertise and communicate. So through those changes and CAUV reductions, and values, that we move this trend line. Anybody got any questions about that? Because that's critical for us moving forward.
Go ahead.
I just said the assumption that we made, Tim, is that are any of the renewals or anything in that, that's if we just maintain status quo as is right now.
Good question. That's renewing the PI levy, okay, and renewing the operating levy next year only. That's the assumption we made.
So still, even with those and doing nothing else in 2022?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. That's correct. No new revenues from the state, about $200,000 a year from CAUV increases locally, okay. Renewing the PI, renewing the operating levy next year.
Okay. Thanks.
No changes to programs.
Okay. That's, yeah. Right. Programs, in other words, we haven't added
anything.
We're just trying to maintain.
Correct.
What we have.
Right. And another thing to consider, the next contract for the teachers union and the classified staff, 16, 17, and 18, for those years, I've built in 1% for the base pay increase. So the thing we have to consider, is that appropriate? Now, as Mrs. Little said back there, a lot of people are taking cuts. But again, we're talking, right, we're sitting here, that's 2 years from now. What if the state of Ohio is growing like gangbusters? Everything's going great, economy's going great, and we built 1% in here, and our union's going to come back saying, hey, we want 3, we want 4, whatever it is. It puts us in a bad spot in this projection. What it will do is it's going to add quite a bit of expense through this period here, and it's going to move this bar back this way.
Do you think you're actually going to get the same amount of money from the state that far ahead for those years?
I'll answer your question on that one, Bobby, but yeah, we have to. I don't have any other data to tell me otherwise. The last 4 years, we've gotten the same amount of money from the state of Ohio. The next 2 years, we're going to get the same amount of money from the state of Ohio. So that's 6 years in a row. So what would you project?
Yeah.
There you go. And that's the last question I can take from everybody else, or else we're going to get stuck. That's where we can stop it. Because everything else I have is going to take us right into executive session, and I think you're wanting to go there now.
All right.
being is if we move into that next stage, then you're going to have to talk about personnel cuts. To that point.
And I would ask the executive session.
I apologize. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to enter into executive session at 6:47.
Second.
For the purpose of the following, under Higher Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, consider employment of public employee, and also Section 3, conference with their attorney.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Ken. Please call the roll.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries. I would ask Mr. Swanger to turn off the recording.